This was absolutely insane. One minute I'm being put to sleep, and the next I'm being told I've molested not one, but likely dozens of kids while under the influence of my other personality. And then to learn that not only I had done it, but that my own father had done it to me? It's no wonder I blocked it all out. There was no way I could have lived with myself. Well, anyway, once Nathan and Mr. Kelso had left, Birch handed me a business card. It had the address to his studio on it, which I already knew, but it also had Birch's cell phone number. He told me I was free to call him if I ever should need it. So I thanked him, and we both left the conference room. We got out to the parking lot, and I watched Birch walk to his car. He looked back at me with a completely blank face. Totally blank, except for one tear, which he quickly wiped away. He sighed, then got into his car and left. I got in mine afterward and started it up. I then stared at Birch's business card for a minute or two before pulling out my cell and placing his number in my in case of emergency contact. I put the phone and the card on the dashboard and drove away from the office, taking my usual route along the back highways. What was I supposed to do at this point? My father molested me. Then I turned around and did the same thing to countless other cubs. My God, I'm a mess. I needed some time to think. I didn't want to go home. So instead, I just kept on driving. I can't be that horrible of a person, can I?
Nah, you ain't horrible. All it did was go out for a bit of fun now and then.
Fun? Fun? That's your idea of fun? I took away the innocence of countless children all because of you.
Oh, please. They all lost their innocence long before you laid a finger on them. And besides, that ain't all my fault. What about your old man?
You leave him out of this. I don't remember what he did any more than I remember what you do when you're in control. Why can't you just leave me alone? Haven't you caused enough damage in my life?
Damage? What damage? You enjoyed what we did, and you know it.
No. No, you enjoyed it, you sick pervert. You've caused me no end of trouble. How can you say that molesting a child is anything but wrong?
You didn't seem to think it was wrong when your old man did it to you. Hell, you even grew to like it.
No, shut up! I've had it with you. I've had it with the hell you've put me through. I've had it with you taking over, and then finding out I've done something else horrible because of you.
Someone say take over. Don't mind if I do.
Don't even try it, you parasite.
Sorry, Stan. I'm too strong now. That hypnotherapist session was just what I needed to break free. Hey, what do you say we visit Pittsburgh? Just for old time's sake.
But hey, what do you think you're doing?
I'm driving to Pittsburgh, of course. We'll catch up with some old friends, have a little fun, then take off for Mexico or Thailand or someplace. They won't even have a chance to press charges. Heck, we could start a whole new life and be who we truly are. We're good at that.
You are not who I am, Grizz. I am not a monster.
Quit lying to yourself. I am the real you, and you know it. Just do what you did with your daddy. Shut up and don't cause any trouble. Everything will be just fine. Trust me.
I never trusted my father. And I'll never, ever trust you. I will be rid of you, even if it's the last thing I ever do. He was right. He was too strong now. But I couldn't let him take control. Not now, not ever again. I did the only thing I felt the power to do. I completely let go of the steering wheel and sat on my hands. And as I hoped, the car drifted off the road. However, I was so distraught when I left the therapist that I completely forgot to put on my seatbelt. And I have no idea why, but the airbags didn't deploy. So my head and chest took the full impact of that collision. It happened so fast, I didn't feel any pain. I don't know how long I was stuck there, fading in and out of consciousness, but I guess someone finally found me.
Oh God. Sir, are you all right? Oh no. I'd like to report a collision. The driver appears to be totally unconscious. Understood. I'll wait here. Thank you.
I couldn't move. I was almost gone. But the last thing I remember was feeling that person looking around my car.
I only assume he found my cell phone on the dash.
In case of emergency, whoever this is should probably know this man's hurt. Very sorry to alarm you, sir, but one of your friends has been in an accident. His car slammed into a tree. I don't know. He listed you as the person to contact in case of an emergency. He's a brown bear with a bit of a goatee. Oh, and he's got a vanity license plate that says Grizzly.
And that's when it all went black. Yes, I was desperate, and yes, I know what I did was foolish. But this way, this was the only way I could guarantee that Grizz would never hurt anyone ever again. I swore I'd stop him if it was the last thing I ever did. But I had no idea that I was making a prophecy.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. It's the only thing that's real. The crimson river flows, but I'm numb to its stain. Tried to wash my guilt away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. 'Cause I will let you down. And I will make you hurt.
I will be rid of you, even if it's the last thing I ever do.
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair. Broken thoughts that I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. 'Cause you are someone else, but I am still right here. Oh, what have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down, and I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.